Okay, let me say it is the 31st of May, 1977. It's Paul Cummings talking to Irving Blum in Blumhelman Gallery in New York City. But one can only be born once.
I was born in New York.
You were born in New York?
Yeah.
Ah, when?
1930.
In 1930. And did you grow up here, go to school here?
Yeah, I went to school here, and I left when I was about 11 or 12 years old. My father was ill, he had arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and I was born and went to public school in Brooklyn,
mm-hmm.
and we left and moved to Arizona in the just during the war.
That would be 41, too.
42,
like
yes, right.
And so you really have only some
dim recollection of what it was like.
Brooklyn.
That's right.
What are the brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother.
You have a younger brother?
Yeah, who manages a radio station, lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, not involved in the art.
Not involved in
except mass media.
That's right.
Now, what happened in, where, Arizona, Phoenix?
Yeah. I went to high school. I was and when I graduated from high school, I then went on to the University of Arizona,
uh-huh.
where I was an English major and a drama minor, and stayed at the university for 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and then left and enlisted in the Air Force.
Uh-huh. How did you get into English and drama?
I seemed to kind of gravitate towards it. It just seemed an interest of mine.
Was your family interested in theater?
No, not really. Just something that happened.
You picked up and...
Right. I was very interested in the theater when I was younger.
Did you work in the theater?
I worked in the theater in high school, and then in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the Air Force, I was in Armed Forces Radio Service.
Mm-hmm.
I was a disc jockey and read news and sports. I was stationed in Heidelberg, Germany, and in the Azores,
mm-hmm.
and then back in San Francisco. Finally was discharged in San Francisco, lived there for a year.
Uh-huh.
And then decided...
That's what got you to California.
That's really what got me to California.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I had my first look at California,
mm-hmm.
when I was in the Air Force. And although I'd been to California from Arizona on trips.
Mm-hmm.
I had an extended stay,
mm-hmm.
when I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And... when I was discharged, I decided I would come to New York and spend some time here,
mm-hmm.
and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interested maybe in getting involved in the theater here in New York, or perhaps going,
mm-hmm.
back to school,
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure. And then one day, while I was having lunch with a friend, he said he was meeting Hans Noll for lunch the next day, and it might be fun for me to come along if I was interested. And Hans Noll at that time was the founder and the president of Noll Associates, a big furniture house. You know. And I thought it would be interesting to meet him, and I went the next day and did indeed meet him, and we had a wonderful hour or so, and he invited me back to the showroom to see it with him, and I did, and I liked very much what I saw. The furniture seemed really extraordinary to me, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first brush with
mm-hmm.
Modernism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as you know, they represented the furniture designs by people like Marcel Breuer, Mies van der Rohe, and Harry Bertoia, on and on.
Right.
And I was very intrigued to see what I saw there. And Mr. Noll then said to me that if I was interested in going to work for the company, he would very much like to have me work for them. And I thought about it. It was very oblique. It was would have been a strange thing to do, but I didn't have very much money at the time, and I thought, well, if I did it for a short period of time, for a year or so, I could possibly put enough money aside to make whatever else I was interested in doing possible.
Right.
And so I decided he made a very extraordinary offer, a very attractive offer,
mm-hmm.
with bonuses if I would stay for a full year. And he thought by then I'd really be hooked on doing that, or I could then go.